In our previous episode, yours truly, Chief Inspector Sparrow of Scotland Yard, made the acquaintance of Control Agent Maxwell Smart. Smart and his charming wife were in London helping us catch a modern-day version of a legendary killer.
Max!
Nadine, are you all right?
I guess so. Who is he?
You'll never believe me when I tell you who that is, 99. In a million years, you'll never believe who that is. That's Jack the Ripper.
Oh, so that's Jack the Ripper.
Inspector Sparrow, I'd like you to meet my wife, Mrs. Maxwell Smart.
How do you do, ma'am? I wish we could have met under more pleasant circumstances.
Yes, it is rather foggy tonight.
Is this man really Jack the Ripper?
Mrs. Smart, this is not a man.
You mean this is Jacqueline the Ripper?
It's neither a man nor a woman. It's not even a human being.
What is it then?
A wax dummy.
The only wax museum in London where a Jack the Ripper was no longer on display was Duval's Cave of Wax. Duval, a genius at creating wax figures, had a sinister reputation. So it was in his Cave of Wax that we centered our investigation, with the Smarts posing as tourists. They met Raoul Duval himself in a most unexpected manner.
Max!
Forgive me, madame. Forgive me, monsieur. I didn't mean to frighten you. But every day I must have my little jest with the people who are kind enough to visit my cavern of the living dead.
Duval not only accepted the Smarts as average tourists, he went so far as to escort them personally through his waxworks.
How do you like it?
Very impressive.
So this is where you make your wax. I would not lean too far over the railing, monsieur. The boiling wax is well over 400 degrees.
400 degrees?
I had an apprentice once. He leaned over too far and fell into the vat. In seconds, he was encased in wax.
How terrible.
Did you call a doctor?
Oh, it was too late for a doctor.
Well, what did you do?
We sold him to a department store.
It wasn't until they discovered where Jack the Ripper used to stand that Duval became suspicious.
Something wrong?
That tableau that you were standing in when you played your little trick on us, where's the figure that was supposed to be in there?
You're most observant, madame.
Well, unless I miss my guess, that figure would have been Jack the Ripper?
You happen to be correct.
Well, thank you very much again.
The pleasure was all mine, madame. I don't believe you told me your name.
I'm Maxwell Smart, and this is my wife, Mrs. Maxwell Smart.
And where are you staying while in London, Mr. Smart?
At the Royal Park Hotel. The Royal Park Hotel.
Oh, yes, I know it well. Well, bonjour, monsieur Dal.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, and a good day to you, sir. Come on, 99.
Does the name Maxwell Smart mean anything to you?
Smart. But of course, they're control agents. I have their pictures in my file at Chaos. And their presence here can only mean they are on to us.
Not necessarily, Monsieur Auerbach. Oh, suspicious they are, I grant you. But aware of what we are doing, I think not.
Who do you give life to this time?
Another occupant in the chamber of Horace Luxador. Done.
Good. Excellent. Tell me, Duval, what would happen if you injected a human with that serum?
Instant death. Strange, is it not? To a human being, it brings death. To a wax figure, it gives life. Listen closely, my friend. You will immediately proceed to the Royal Park Hotel. You will locate Mr. and Mrs. Maxwell Smart. Then you will kill them. Now go. Go and kill. And don't come home late. You know how I worry.
The There's no doubt about it, 99. Professor Duval is our man.
But how can you be so sure, Max?
Well, it's really quite simple. Instinct, logic, and a lack of suspects.
Aren't you awfully warm?
Huh? Yes. Well, I'll just open the French windows.
Duval did admit that a Jack the Ripper was missing from his wax museum.
But we can't prove anything until we figure out how we can bring a wax figure to life.
Yes, well, if Professor Duval can do that, he'll go down in history. Or at least in the wax fruit business.
I'll get it.
Good evening, Mrs. Smart.
Good evening, Inspector. Max, the inspector's...
creature behind you.
And you don't want me to move?
What a loathsome creature.
I wonder what he's doing in here.
That's it. I'm going to complain to the desk right now.
Complain about what?
I'm going to tell them that one of their hippie guests got bombed out of his head, came into our room and scared us half to death.
Well, certainly you don't think this is a guest of the hotel. This is a werewolf.
A werewolf?
Yes, and what desk clerk in his right mind would check a werewolf into a hotel?
Okay, Inspector Sparrow, let me ask you a question. What desk clerk in his right mind would refuse him?
Another wax figure. First, Jack the Ripper, who terrorized London at the turn of the century. And now the werewolf. Who'll be next to drive the women of England mad?
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Max! I knew I'd seen him somewhere before.
Where?
Duval's Cave of Wax.
Then this definitely means that Duval has a way to bring his wax figures to life.
It also means that he suspects us and he sent this creature here to kill us.
It means one other thing, 99.
What?
We're leaving for the United States immediately.
Oh, Max.
I'm sorry, Inspector Sparrow, but I cannot allow my wife to be exposed to this kind of danger.
Wait. I have a plan which will help us get the proof we need to convict Professor Duval without endangering Mrs. Smart in the slightest.
What plan? This is all very well and good, Inspector, but there's one part of your plan that I don't like.
Then let's run over it one more time. Now, we know at this very moment Raoul Duval is ordering dinner at a French restaurant in Chelsea.
That part I like.
That has enabled us to make our way in here and have you switch places with the wax Hitler.
That part I like.
Having infiltrated into Duval's cave of wax, sooner or later you'll overhear his incredible secret, at which point we'll rush in and take him into custody.
That part I'm crazy about.
Unless, of course, he discovers who you are and kills you.
That's the part I don't like.
I'm sure with a bit of luck you'll pull it through, Smart. Who? Remove the dummy.
The other dummy.
Sorry about that.
should like to say one thing before I go, Mr. Smart. You're about to risk your life, and only a brave man would do that. In my lifetime, I've only known one other such man with your courage. Superintendent George Connors.
Was he with the yard before he...
Before he what?
Died.
Oh, Connors isn't dead. No, he might just as well be. To have to go through something like that 4 times.
Torture?
Marriage.
Yes. Well, look, Inspector. In case we're not able to pull this off, I'd like you to give a message to 99.
Nonsense, I won't hear such rubbish. You'll pull it off, you'll see. Now, is there anything I can do for you before I go?
No, not unless you happen to be a locksmith.
What have you done?
Well, it seems to me that I have this hand locked up in these handcuffs.
How on earth could you do a thing like that? Mr. Smart, if you'll just hold on 1 minute, please. Now look what you've done. If Duval catches us like this, the game's up.
Not necessarily, Inspector. There is one way that we could stay handcuffed together and still complete the mission without Duval knowing about it.
You have a plan?
No, but I was hoping that you did.
Where did you find these handcuffs?
In this drawer.
Well, there must be a key in here or something. Nothing. We'll have to find a hacksaw around here or something and cut our way out of these. Duval must be halfway through his dinner by now. We've got to find a way of delaying him. I know how we can delay him. He's French.
Of course. Postcards.
No, no, no. Cherchez la femme.
Look for the postcards?
No, no. A woman. We've got to get a woman over in that restaurant right away.
A woman with postcards?
No, no. A woman to detain Duval. What are you doing?
I'm looking for Eva Braun's phone number.
Ah, merci. This, madame.
Did I? Oh, thank you very much.
Would you mind if I joined you? A glass of wine?
Oh, I just love that.
A glass of wine.
A bottle.
A bottle of wine. Your best burgundy.
Imported.
Of course.
From California.
Okay. As the lady wishes.
Is there something wrong?
I have seen you before.
You have?
It's a thing with me. I never forget a face. Now I know who you are.
Who?
Helen of Troy.
Who?
Helen of Troy, the Greek beauty who was abducted by but you must think me a madman. Allow me to explain. I am Raoul Duval. I create wax figures, historical and otherwise.
Oh, I've heard about you. You're supposed to be a great genius.
That is true. Oh, yes. Qu'est-ce que ça? Fresno.
I'd like to see a menu, please.
Menu?
Well, I never drink without eating something.
But, chérie, it is very late, and there is much I have to do yet tonight.
Please, just a little green salad.
Well, in that case,
I'll have some roquefort dressing on the salad, please. And then I think I'll have some escargot. And then frog's legs with some cordon bleu. And then for dessert, I think I'll have some mousse au chocolat. And then some coffee to follow that, you know, café au lait or something like that. And then let's see.
When will I learn never to pick up a strange tablecloth?
I know. I had dinner. Twice. Any sign of my werewolf?
No. And nothing in the newspapers about the Smarts being murdered at the Royal Park Hotel last night.
Then we must take it for granted that he failed his mission. We must send a replacement.
Fine, but who?
I'm not sure. Of course, the perfect candidate, Hitler! Do you not find it deliciously ironic, Monsieur Auerbach?
How do you mean?
Hitler will be able to do something he could never do before. Walk around London.
Polizei ist her!
Jawohl, mein Führer! Heil Hitler!
What are you doing, you fool? You get away!
Das ist doch mein Führer!
That is Maxwell Smart!
Idiot! I phone for help!
No, stay here. We don't need any help. We have all the help we need. First, I will inject our friend here, and then all the rest.
We'd have better luck finding Mr. Smart if we look for him in the park.
What do you mean, look for him in the park? Why should we do that?
Well, they got hot dogs there, and peanuts, and popcorn, and apples with sticky stuff all over it.
Why don't you concentrate on what Professor Duval asked us to do and stop thinking about your stomach?
Well, you don't have to yell at me. I can't help it if I'm hungry. All I had this morning was eggs over greasy. I didn't even put any salt and pepper on them. And now you yell it, and I'm trying to go to the park, and there's a whole lot of things. And I didn't... There, I think I feel better now. Here's your hanky back.
Now, are you ready?
I certainly am. Say, I've got a good idea.
What?
Well, why don't we ask him where Mr. Smart is?
Say, that's a good idea. Pardon me, Mr. Hitler, but we're looking for a gentleman named Mr. Smart. Have you seen him?
No.
Thank you very much, kind sir. Well, just don't stand there. Let's get going. Eggs over greasy.
Give my best to the missus.
I don't know if you're aware of my
my boy, but you're being pursued. The entrepreneur of this establishment, a French fried potato enthusiast, desires your immediate demise.
Huh?
He'd like to see you stretched out colder than a mother-in-law's heart.
What would it take for you to pretend you didn't see me?
A decanter of daiquiris, I believe, would do.
And that would make you pretend you didn't see me?
I won't be able to, Sam.
Okay, it's a deal.
There's a telephone over there behind those boxes. Call the nearest spirit dispensary, and I'll go fetch the ice.
Hello, 99. It's me, Max.
Oh, Max, thank heavens. Are you all right?
Yes, but I can't talk long.
Max, are you there? Max! Max, are you all right? Hello? Hello?
Why not just kill him and get it over with? Scotland Yard will be here in a minute.
Forgive me, but I have a sense of the theatrical. I will inject the executioner here. In 15 seconds, he will come to life, pick up this axe, and Mrs. Smart will fall into the boiling wax.
You'll never get away with it, DeBell. They'll find you no matter where you go.
I think not, because in 1 hour I will be aboard a plane to the Riviera, from there to Majorca, then to Rome, Athens, to Hong Kong, Tahiti, Bora Bora.
You see? For the rest of your life, you'll be on the run.
You will do exactly what I tell you. As soon as you feel life coursing through your body, you will pick up this axe and sever the rope from which Mr. Smart is suspended. We go. Au revoir, cher ami.
What party?
Your party, mine host!